What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. I'm happy to announce that Avery Speaks can now be heard on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, Anchor, and my website, averywashington.com. So please make sure that you subscribe, listen, and share as I continue to give you content that is uplifting and healing to our families and communities. Also, remember that I'm a best-selling author of 6 books, Just Speaking My Mind, Spoken Word Poetry, Volume 1, Letters to My Daughters, Poetic Affirmations of Love from a Father, Legacy, which is the second edition of my profound bestseller, Letters to My Daughters, Mother, which is a heartfelt poetic tribute celebrating single mothers, A Love Letter to Our Beautiful Black Women, and my latest book is Breakthrough, featuring Avery Washington, co-author with the motivational speaker legend, Les Brown, along with Nick Halleck, and the foreword written by Johnny Wimbry. So all of my books can be purchased from my author site at averywashington.com. And make sure that you connect with me on Instagram at author Avery Washington, Facebook at Avery Washington, and my website again is averywashington.com. So on last week's episode, I shared some content from one of my latest books, A Love Letter to Our Beautiful Black Women, and I thank you all for the positive comments and the love you all shared with me, as the content was well received and appreciated. Since we are approaching Valentine's Day weekend, I want to keep the same energy of celebrating our beautiful black women. I want to give a special I love you to my beautiful wife and 3 daughters and loving mother. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And also happy Valentine's Day weekend to all of our beautiful queens and princesses all around the world. I have a very profound love and respect for strong single mothers. The connection stems from me being raised by a single mother, which allowed me to appreciate, love, and marry a strong single mother. So in this segment, I want to celebrate and pay homage to strong single mothers. The Bible teaches us that God is the creator of life. Forever, I will always praise Him for blessing me with the gift of you. I understand that children are blessings from God. But your love and support in my life allowed all of my dreams to come true. Many precious lives have been taken by the hands of man as they have developed a damaging procedure to abort the beauty in God's plan. Today, your spirit has an inner light that will forever shine so bright. I'm forever grateful to you for choosing the choice of life. Suddenly, you meet all of my needs, providing me with everything necessary to succeed. Because even when you don't have, you never make it known to me. Your love feeds emotional nutrients deep into my heart and soul, providing my temple with needed sustenance, furnishing me with healthy and spiritual growth. From conception, my blood has been your blood. When you breathe, I breathe. When you cry, I weep. The nights when you experience hurt and pain, I toss and turn in my sleep. You're the love of my life. Without you, there is no me. Just as God created the beautiful stars above, He has produced an unbreakable bond between you and me. You know, we have a very false narrative that's been spreading throughout our communities far too long. You know, we often hear people say that a woman can't raise a boy to be a man. I'm a perfect example of a woman being successful at doing so. And many of our queens have been raising little boys to be men for many, many years. And of course, we would rather have 2 successful parents in the home raising the kids. But, you know, we must encourage and uplift the women who are doing so alone. So with that said, they say a single mother can't raise a boy to be a man. But the heart and soul of a mother, along with God's helping hand, assures her that she can. They said that she would struggle and wouldn't be able to fulfill all of her dreams. But giving birth to the love of her life has given her the extra drive to accomplish anything. They said she couldn't do it all alone. They said she needed a man. But no man can replace the love of God. He has always been her confidant and best friend. So when the naysayers say you can't through the negative songs they sing, tell them everything is possible with God. And through him, I can do all things. Much respect to all the independent women out there doing their thing, taking care of business. I want to give y'all my take on this narrative about men being afraid of independent women. See, weak men run away, while strong men are attracted to you. The weak say you're too opinionated, while the strong men appreciate you. See, weak men would rather be with a woman who is insecure and passive, while strong men enjoy women who are secure with themselves and expressive. Independent women, keep doing you. Don't allow a weak, insecure man to change you, because God will send you an upright man. He won't be afraid to pursue and fall in love with you. You're deserving of a strong man indeed. He will be very attentive to all of your needs. Most importantly, he is a man of God, which makes him worthy. One thing that I truly admire from strong single mothers is their love and fortitude. Watching you interact with your children is so beautiful to me, giving them an overwhelming feeling of happiness that will remain with them endlessly. Managing a career so full of demands while providing your kids with all their emotional and financial needs, beating all the odds that they say a single mother can't successfully raise a family. Many people can't comprehend your zeal when it comes to caring for your kids. Sadly, this world is embracing all that is not godly and will find it hard to understand how powerful the love of God is. The love and fortitude of a mother will forever prevail over the enemy, because her faith is in the word of God, and his word is always supreme. Being in a loving relationship with a beautiful black queen is heaven to me, and I'm so grateful. So here is my Valentine's Day gift to all of you. Many people often wonder if there's a place called heaven where our souls are filled with joy and laughter, and each day our lives are abundantly filled with blessings. Heaven is usually a place people visualize existing after our bodies depart from this earth, hoping that they will get to see this place after doing God's work. See, I don't have to imagine how heaven would be, because every night I have heaven resting in bed next to me. She is fearfully and wonderfully made from her head down to her feet. Connecting spiritually, mentally, and physically with a beautiful black queen is heaven to me. I want to thank you all again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks, and I want to wish all of you a very happy Valentine's Day weekend. Enjoy your loved ones, and don't forget to subscribe, and share the podcast. Remember, never live your life according to man's expectations. You are above the expectations of man. You are God's creation. Until next time, peace.